Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, the weather has remained about the same as last week, although we did get some rain. Water temperatures are around 60 degrees at most lakes, although next week it does look to be cooler, so expect those water temperatures to start dropping some more. We did some night electrofishing at Blackhawk Lake this week to assess our young of year walleye numbers. Young of year fish are fish that hatched out this spring and have only been through one growing season. We use this information to help guide our decisions on where to direct the advanced fingerling walleye that are stocked in the fall. Our catch rates for young of year walleye were very high, which is a great sign for the coming years, but what was more impressive was the size of those fish. These walleye that were hatched out and stocked in late April are running about 9.5 to 10.5 inches, and their body condition is excellent. Now this translates to better survival throughout the winter months. We also saw a lot of walleye in the 13 to 14 inch size range, which would be what we call age one fish, where these are fish that have gone through two growing seasons. So those fish will probably put on a little bit more growth before winter sets in, and anglers should really be able to capitalize on them next spring. The walleye are definitely in close to shore right now, at least in the evenings and at night. Now we don't typically see a lot of the big walleye when we're electrofishing in the fall, but what ones that we do see are mostly in the Town Bay area along the shoreline of Ice House Point. Now walleye fishing should be picking up soon, and I've heard some rumblings about anglers catching them from the east shore in the evenings, although I don't have anything to back that up yet. The daily bag limit for walleye at Blackhawk Lake is 5 per day, and there are no length restrictions. We'll be sampling Storm Lake in the same way in the near future, and once that's done, I'll be able to share some information from that as well. Well, there are a lot of hunting opportunities right now. This is the last weekend for early muzzleloader deer season, as it closes 1/2 hour after sunset this Sunday, October 19th. Archery deer season is currently open and will remain open through October and November. As far as waterfowl hunting goes, the duck and goose seasons in the north zone are currently open and will remain open through December 2nd. In the central zone, the duck and goose seasons will open up this Saturday, October 18th, and they will remain open through December 9th. Once again, the dividing line between the north and central zones is Highway 20, so again, be sure of what zone you're in. We also have a really great opportunity for youth hunters this weekend, as the youth pheasant season is this weekend, and so it's open on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. The youth season is for Iowa residents that are 15 years of age or younger. They must be accompanied by a properly licensed adult, and the daily bag limit is one rooster for each day of the season. This gives kids a first crack at pheasants, and they'll have little competition from other hunters out in the field. Just don't forget to wear that blaze orange. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend, and if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.